The Beginnings. Story 5. Sin's Consequences and God's Clothing. Taken from Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 24.
Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every animal of the field. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. I will put hatred between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. The woman's seed will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." To the woman, the Lord God said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbearing, and in sorrow you will mother your children. Your desire will be to your husband, and he will rule over you." And to Adam, the Lord God said, "Because you've gone along with your wife's words and have eaten the fruit from the tree that I commanded about when I said you shall not eat of that tree, the ground is cursed because of you. For the rest of your life, you will have to work hard to eat from the ground. The ground will grow thorns and weeds for you, and you will eat the edible plants from the field. With a sweaty face you will eat bread, until you return to the ground, because you were taken from the ground. You are dust, and you will return to dust." Adam named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all who live. Then the Lord God made clothes for Adam and his wife from the skins of animals, and wrapped the skins around Adam and Eve. And the Lord God said, "Look, the man has become as one of us, knowing good and evil. And now man might reach out his hand and also take fruit from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Because of that, the Lord God sent Adam out of the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he'd been taken. So the Lord God drove the man out of Eden. And at the east of the Garden of Eden, the Lord God put cherubim and a flaming sword that turned in every direction to guard the way back to the tree of life.